The Marijuana Control Board is the entity that approves cannabis dispensary permits and develops laws and regulations on cannabis at the state level. Jeff Ankerfeldt says he's got a lot of catching up to do.
I'm still learning about the industry and the regulation associated with it. It's very interesting to me. So, I appreciate the opportunity the governor's given me.
There are 5 seats on the board. 2 cannabis industry representatives, 1 healthcare professional, and 1 representative for rural communities. The 5th position is reserved for someone in law enforcement, and it's seen some turnover in recent months. Governor Walker's last appointee, Travis Welch, resigned when he lost his job as a North Slope police officer. Welch had replaced Soldotna's police chief, Peter Malarnik, who Ankerfeldt says resigned in January after a shift at the federal level.
Once the Trump administration changed their position on marijuana, he felt conflicted between his role as a municipal police officer in Alaska and then these rules from the federal government.
Ankerfeldt joined the Sitka Police Department in 2014. Before he moved to Southeast, he was working as a deputy police chief in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. As a longtime law enforcement officer, Ankerfeldt says he's seen the consequences and effects of the war on marijuana and doesn't want to repeat those mistakes.
I think they're just incredible opportunities for people, particularly on the medicinal side of this, that can provide relief to people through the use of marijuana products. And that's what brings me really to my interest in this position in Alaska, and that is to help further that along. You know, I want to help with the successful implementation of these rules and create the opportunity for, people to feel better. You know what I'm saying?
One issue the board may be facing this year that Ankerfeldt thinks could be contentious, on-site consumption at dispensaries in specially designed, ventilated social rooms. Ankerfeldt says he isn't opposed to the idea, and while he recognizes there could be some health concerns he'll consider, he doesn't see on-site consumption as a major public safety concern.
By comparison, look at bars where alcohol is served, I've been assaulted many, many, many times by people that are drunk. But I've never had anybody on marijuana try to kill me. And every police officer would tell you that.
As for how Sitka has changed since marijuana was legalized, you might think decriminalizing cannabis would mean less work for the Sitka Police Department. But that hasn't been the case.
About the same time that this was becoming legal and then generating revenue for community programs and things like that, we have an explosion. We have an absolute crisis with opioids and methamphetamine and other illegal drugs. We made 260 arrests last year, and then we're on pace to make 800 this year.
Ankerfeldt doesn't think marijuana has contributed to the spike in crime. If anything, he thinks there's evidence that legal access to cannabis could help curb some problems associated with opioid addiction.
I'm interested in its value in helping people come off of drugs more successfully. I've talked to talking to some of the retailers in town is that they've seen some people come in who are suffering and didn't want to use meth or heroin, but to use marijuana to placate or relieve their suffering. So I'm really interested to see what the science is behind that.
Ankerfeldt knows that some of his peers may not be on the same page, but he's hopeful that in his role on the board, he can foster more open communication.
Well, I'm hoping that if some other law enforcement leaders really disagree with me on this point, that we have a chance to talk about it. I just want to move the dialogue forward and get this moving more successfully in the state of Alaska.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.